You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers are talking about their experience of doing experiments in science lessons at school. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about their experience. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
When we're doing experiments in class, our science teacher normally explains everything to us in great detail. But I remember one science lesson when she decided to let us work things out for ourselves. Some of my friends weren't happy, but I thought this was a cool idea. After discussing it in groups, everyone knew what they were doing and had a clear role. It was a pity we were working under time pressure, though. I reckon that must have affected the quality of the work because the results were all over the place. It would have been better to repeat the whole thing at least once more.
Speaker 2.
I used to struggle with science, so I was often fed up and blamed my teacher for the way I felt. Then one day we had to do an experiment and everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I noticed I wasn't the only one having problems, so that stopped me feeling too bad. But the teacher told us that all the slips and all the miscalculations didn't matter because you learn from them and they're part of doing science. That made me feel more positive and like I can really achieve something in science now.
Speaker 3.
I did this interesting science experiment in class the other day. We had to do everything in about 45 minutes. We got a bit worked up at first because we thought there'd be problems, especially as we had to repeat the experiment a few times. In the end, having a strict deadline actually helped us get things done, and repeating things wasn't a big deal. We just got better at all the techniques. My friend had the job of presenting the results, but he made a complete mess of it. I guess he didn't have a system. I wasn't too pleased about that because we'd been working well as a group till then.
Speaker 4.
I did quite a complicated chemistry experiment the other day. Well, I found the teacher's explanation slightly confusing, though it sort of made sense later. We were told to do the experiment several times just to make sure our results were reliable. I made a fairly basic mistake almost immediately, of course, but I managed not to get upset about it, so nobody noticed. But it meant I had to change my plan halfway through and use a different piece of equipment. I thought that was quite impressive, really, because science subjects aren't my thing, and I sometimes panic if things go wrong. But I was pleased that my results turned out okay.
Speaker 5.
In my science class, we had to design our own experiment. The whole idea of this was not to go running to the teacher asking for help every 5 minutes and to do everything against the clock. I liked the challenge of not having much time, but I could see other people were panicking and weren't doing things in a sensible order. I sort of thought I wouldn't get the outcome I hoped for, especially because I couldn't repeat the experiment, which was a pain. But though things weren't perfect, the data I ended up with was pretty accurate. I'd been quite worried, to be honest.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
When we're doing experiments in class, our science teacher normally explains everything to us in great detail. But I remember one science lesson when she decided to let us work things out for ourselves. Some of my friends weren't happy, but I thought this was a cool idea. After discussing it in groups, everyone knew what they were doing and had a clear role. It was a pity we were working under time pressure, though. I reckon that must have affected the quality of the work because the results were all over the place. It would have been better to repeat the whole thing at least once more.
Speaker 2.
I used to struggle with science, so I was often fed up and blamed my teacher for the way I felt. Then one day we had to do an experiment, and everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I noticed I wasn't the only one having problems, so that stopped me feeling too bad. But the teacher told us that all the slips and all the miscalculations didn't matter because you learn from them, and they're part of doing science. That made me feel more positive and like I can really achieve something in science now.
Speaker 3.
I did this interesting science experiment in class the other day. We had to do everything in about 45 minutes. We got a bit worked up at first because we thought there'd be problems, especially as we had to repeat the experiment a few times. In the end, having a strict deadline actually helped us get things done, and repeating things wasn't a big deal. We just got better at all the techniques. My friend had the job of presenting the results, but he made a complete mess of it. I guess he didn't have a system. I wasn't too pleased about that because we'd been working well as a group till then.
Speaker 4.
I did quite a complicated chemistry experiment the other day. Well, I found the teacher's explanation slightly confusing, though it sort of made sense later. We were told to do the experiment several times just to make sure our results were reliable. I made a fairly basic mistake almost immediately, of course, but I managed not to get upset about it, so nobody noticed. But it meant I had to change my plan halfway through and use a different piece of equipment. I thought that was quite impressive, really, because science subjects aren't my thing, and I sometimes panic if things go wrong. But I was pleased that my results turned out okay.
Speaker 5.
In my science class, we had to design our own experiment. The whole idea of this was not to go running to the teacher asking for help every 5 minutes and to do everything against the clock. I liked the challenge of not having much time, but I could see other people were panicking and weren't doing things in a sensible order. I sort of thought I wouldn't get the outcome I hoped for, especially because I couldn't repeat the experiment, which was a pain. But though things weren't perfect, the data I ended up with was pretty accurate. I'd been quite worried, to be honest.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.